These are real people. They do have struggles.
And it starts to get on my nerves. I just shut down.
So many people suffer from mental illness.
To get the word out that men have got to start talking.
A lot of people don't understand the depth of the situation, so they can't appreciate,
It's difficult dealing with our minds, and the suicidal thoughts were back.
People knew that there was something not right, but they just never really said anything or probably felt like it wasn't their place to say anything.
You're not depressed, it's all in your head. That's probably the statement I've had people say the most.
I mean, this shit is real, and it's hard, it's exhausting.
Sometimes you need somebody to just give you permission.
And I think people realize how helpful that one conversation can be just to figure out why you are feeling the way you are.
Not only did this help me to write it, it potentially might have helped some other people as well. So it sort of started from there.
People just want to know that they're safe to talk and share these things.
So many people think they're alone. And then you hear other people talk about it and they think, oh, that's so brave, or I could relate to that. And then they want to talk about it.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Open Journal. I hope you're well. I hope things are good for you right now. It's Christmas and New Year time. It's that festive time of year. Hopefully you're enjoying it, you're celebrating, you're happy, you're loving everything that's going on. But if you're not, that's okay as well. And for those of you that have listened for a long time, you'll remember in previous years we've had kind of Christmas or winter related conversations. Back in the day with Matt and Wes, when we had our kind of the three-person podcast, shared podcasting sessions, where we'd kind of reflect on some of the struggles that we'd had because of our own lived experiences, and particularly for me, kind of with my experience and both historically and currently with depression, how that could make particularly Christmas a really, really tricky time of year. And I think more recently realizing there being an element of trauma there as well around that time of year and what it can involve, and also that pressure to be happy. So no, if it's not your time of year, that is totally okay. Work out a way that it can work for you, that you can survive maybe this part of the year rather than thriving. Maybe January or February is a time when, more things that are going to be positive are happening for you. I think it's also been a time for me personally to kind of reflect on a few things. And it's been really interesting. It's just been a different time over the last few months. I'm really conscious of being one of those people that has a child and then that's all they talk about. But for me particularly, this kind of Christmas and winter time, it really has changed not all of my experience around that, but it's definitely added something to it, and it does change somewhat the way I've felt in the past. I still feel that struggle to kind of just survive through Christmas and to sort of manage that peer pressure of being sociable and happy and positive, and I find that quite tricky. But I have also found myself feeling more happy because, Laura's there and Henry's there, and those are positive things for me. And I've also felt the desire to have a more positive or happy environment for Henry. I mean, I'm very sure that he can't tell that much difference. But just having that environment for him, I think that's maybe the thing he notices. He's not going to notice if he gets a present or not, or, if there's two lights instead of one light. But he is going to notice whether people are happy or struggling, I think. So that's kind of the environment that I'm hoping to try and create, that sort of positive experience for him. And it feels slightly different this year. That alongside trying to manage personal experiences of Christmas and then getting a chest infection in the last week has meant the kind of the planned recording has been pushed back, has been postponed, because I'm not sure I'm up to an hour of conversation right now. That does mean that there are a few episodes that will be ready or will happen very soon in January, so There's new guest episodes coming very, very soon. This is going to just be a short episode to wish you the very best for this period of time, whether you are celebrating Christmas or not, because of your faith, your religion, your state of well-being. I just wish you an amazing week. I also wanted to mention something that, oh man, it's been tricky this week. There's been no progress this week. But something else I've been doing this year, or this December, is a winter walk for the charity SANS. And it's been really interesting in terms of my well-being to kind of get outdoors and walk and try and have some of that time just to kind of be present and be mindful and reflect. And for those of you that have not heard of SANS before, SANS exists to support anyone that is affected by the death of a baby before, during, or shortly after birth, and offer a range of different support. They also work with doctors and scientists and midwives to have better understanding and research around how to support and save babies' lives and how to support parents in those situations as well. Some really, really important work. In the last couple of years, we've had the privilege of working with and hearing from one of the local kind of SANS groups that operate in Hampshire, and it's just been really interesting, really empowering to hear some of their stories, and just such a difficult, like unimaginable time, to see the support that goes into kind of, well, supporting people in those situations is absolutely amazing. So I recommend it, whether you're affected or not, have a look at the SANS website and see if there's things that you can get involved with. It's a charity, so there's always the options to donate, but I think having some sort of activity like this winter walk is a nice way to prompt conversations as well. And if there are people around you that are struggling or know people in this situation, I think it's a really valuable kind of place to point to. So the website is sans.org.uk. And like I say, this winter walk has been a positive thing for me personally as well, to have that time to get out. And there's like a walk tracking activity where there's a few different things that you can look out for to kind of keep you engaged. You know, we often start these fundraising activities or engagement activities with the best of intentions, but having something kind of fun to keep you going can sometimes make that difference. So some of the things on my tracker are like, look out for a big puddle or an evergreen tree, look out for animal tracks or twinkling lights, a blue door, snowflakes, a bare tree, you know, lots of different things to kind of look out for and make sure you're really kind of making the most, I think, of that time. Oh, that chest infection scared me. As I say, I think Christmas can be that really tricky time period, but I hope however you're experiencing it is a good one. As always, if you want to access support over the festive period because of depression, low mood, or a range of other things that may or may not be happening for you, symptoms, either for yourself or for someone you care for, do have a look at places like the Mind website, Samaritans. There's a range of other resources as well, I think particularly for young people, places like Young Minds, The Mix, Childline, or NSPCC. I always get confused as to which one's the main one. Lots of different places to look for and access support. For us in Hampshire, we also have Safe Havens, which are in-person drop-in locations. So I know that there are two in kind of Haventley Park area, one for adults, one for young people. And then in kind of North Hampshire, in Andover, there's another for adults as well. So in your local area, there might be places that they call safe havens, usually kind of drop-in, non-bookable spaces, just give you the option to go in and talk to someone. In our area, the safe havens that I know of are open every evening, usually around 6 to 10 p.m. every day. So if you are kind of in need of that support, if you're having trouble accessing services or your GP, just go in and visit those places, talk to the practitioners and the professionals that are in those settings, and access the support is there, and start those conversations. I think there can be so much pressure at this time of year, and if you are someone that's already struggling with or experiencing kind of low mental health, or have a mental health diagnosis, or are struggling with symptoms, kind of that added pressure of Christmas, of the festive period, of the December blues, if that's a thing, just the general struggle that many of us find at this time of year, I think it's so important to access that support. If you don't want to go into somewhere in person, some of those locations also offer phone lines, and then you do have Samaritans as well, where you can phone. I think there's web chats and texts and stuff there as well. Have a look at their resources, search up what's available in your area on Google, or is Ask Jeeves still a thing? I'm not sure. Find out what's available in your area. I'm amazed. I think I've managed about 10 minutes there. As I say, I hope you have a wonderful December, and I very much look forward to the next episode, being able to speak in a more appropriate way, and I look forward to continuing these amazing conversations about mental health and well-being, about sharing both my but predominantly other people's lived experiences as well, about our struggles, successes, about the resources and support systems and services that have often helped us along the way, or signposting to those that may be supportive or beneficial to you. It's also been an amazing year for talking about different combination of services and products and projects. Recently, when we were talking about the Wave project with Robin, so interesting to hear about the kind of the surf therapy approach. Earlier in the year, when we talked to Roger about running and kind of the mindfulness approach to that, and the well-being side, and so many other conversations as well that have overlinked the support that's available through kind of shared conversation and making that time or trying that new activity for ourselves. I'm not really one for New Year's resolutions, and if I am going to make them, I definitely don't make them in December. They're either made earlier in the year, so sort of October, November, or I wait until February. I give myself January to work out what's going on. But maybe next year's the year you want to try something different to support your well-being, whether you're someone that struggles with your mental health or not, you know. I think engaging more and being more positive and more proactive around our well-being is something we could all do more of. So that might be a thing for you to think about or have a look at in January. I can feel the voice is starting to go now, so I'm going to wish you all a very, very mindful, reflective and peaceful December. I look forward to our conversations next year, and a happy new year.
These are real people. They do have struggles.
And it starts to get on my nerves. I just shut down.
So many people suffer from mental illness.
To get the word out that men have got to start talking.
A lot of people don't understand the depth of the situation, so they can't appreciate, yeah.
It's difficult dealing with our minds. And the suicidal thoughts were back.
People knew that there was something not right, but they just never really said anything, or probably felt like it wasn't their place to say anything.
You're not depressed, it's all in your head. That's probably the statement I've had people say the most.
I mean, this shit is real, and it's hard, it's exhausting.
Sometimes you need somebody to just give you permission.
And I think people realise how helpful that one conversation can be, just to figure out why you are feeling the way you are.
Not only did this help me to write it, it potentially might have helped some other people as well. So it sort of started from there.
People just want to know that they're safe to talk and share these things.
So many people think they're alone. And then you hear other people talk about it and they think, oh, that's so brave, or I could relate to that. And then they want to talk about it.